Welcome to Food Talk. I'm Kristen.
And I'm Teresa. And we're talking with the people who are growing, raising, harvesting, and producing food here in our bountiful coastal region.
And also to those who are selling, cooking, serving, and eating the freshest food available in our communities.
Join us today in a conversation about what's in season right now here on the North Coast.
Today we are so happy to have on the show Tally Spiller with her business and food cart called Juice Box, and she is part of the new food cart revolution in Astoria that's happening over at 13th and Duane, and Marianne Myers, who's going to be talking about Snap Match and the Lemonade Project and Pie Walks.
So welcome. It's all about beverages today, beverages and pie.
It's welcome, a great ladies. Combo for the summer.
Two of my favorite things.
I know.
Yeah, so we always start our show and we ask you to tell us a little bit about yourself. And Tally, I'm looking at you. And how did you end up here on the North Coast?
Well, I grew up in a town that's not so different from Astoria, Fort Bragg, California, on the Mendocino Coast in California. It's another small fishing and tourist town. And lived several places after college. And I moved here in 2009 because a very close family friend was ill and came here to help take care of her and really immediately fell in love with the region.
And did you come here in the winter?
I came here in September.
Nice.
Fort Bragg is pretty tough weather too. I mean, she's used to this.
It rains a bit more here, but yes, it's very similar. Yeah.
That's so great. And then you started your juice box business a couple years ago?
Right. So as part of the research when I was helping my friend, she was working with a naturopath, and I learned a lot about juice and about nutrition and about our immune system.
That is so cool.
And really wanted to do something to make people healthier. I've done a lot of food service work, and a lot of it is taste-based, but not really nutrition-based. So I wanted to provide something to the community that would make it healthier. And that's when I came up with the idea of doing, before I had the cart, I just had under a canopy.
I remember that. That was awesome. Yeah. Just juicing away.
Right. It was more like a hobby. I did it all pay what you can that first summer. Still had a full-time job, which was challenging. And worked to save up to buy the cart throughout that next year. And now I've had my food cart for about 2 years now.
That's so great. Well, we're going to come back to that, and we're going to turn to Marianne. So Marianne, how did you end up here on the North Coast? Or did you?
For those few people who don't know you.
I bet there's lots of people that don't know me. I moved down here with my family in 1964, which was the year I graduated high school. And so my dad was military, got transferred to Camp Rylea. So I've been here off and on since then, but because I had just graduated, I sort of was in and out for a long time.
Yeah.
Moved back to stay in 93, so I've been here for like 20 years now.
Wow. So great.
Non-stop.
And I have deep roots in this community. And
I do.
And also your voice can be heard on KMUN at other times.
That's right. Sometimes unforgivably, relentlessly.
But you are quite the food person as well, and we're so excited. I should also say that Marianne is on the board of North Coast Food Web and has been really instrumental in getting some of the programs at the River People Farmers Market that are providing SNAP match benefits going.
Right. So for people who don't know, SNAP is a supplemental nutrition program whereby folks, it's the new wave of what we used to call food stamps.
Right.
So it's a food assistance program.
Mm-hmm.
And as something that will come as no surprise to any of us these days, times being what they are, there's more and more need for folks to have some sort of food assistance. So as part of our work at FoodWeb, we have from the first year of the market, I think we're three this year, are we?
We
not?
Are. We're 3 years old.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, so that's great. We do a SNAP match to make it possible for people to buy really good, healthy food that might cost a little more than your average supermarket food. Mm-hmm. Which may or may not, it is arguably maybe not the same quality.
Yeah.
So we have a $10 SNAP match program. That means when you swipe your Oregon Trail or Washington version of Oregon Trail card to get your tokens to shop, the first $10 that you spend, we give you another 10.
And if you only have, say, $5 on your card, we'll match you $5.
Up to $10. Mm-hmm. Yeah. And that's every market, every week. Yeah. So that gives people an extra 10 bucks to buy great locally grown produce from the person who grew it,
yeah,
which is wonderful.
And I would also want to say that the SNAP, I mean, I think all of our local farmers markets accept SNAP
Cannon Beach does
as well, yeah. Okay.
And I believe the Lower Columbia Market over in Long Beach on Fridays also does.
And the Tillamook Farmers Market does.
And so does Manzanita.
And Manzanita, yeah. Mm-hmm. And I think many of them provide SNAP match also. So if you don't live close to Astoria or River People isn't the farmers market that's easiest for you to get to, SNAP match programs are available at local farmers markets. And this is a great way for everyone to find access to great, healthy, fresh food.
That's right.
Yeah.
And I think they all work a little differently in terms of the match. So you can ask at their info booth, wherever you are, and say, do you have a match program and how does it work? But at River People, we do that $10 match and we do it every week. And in support of that, because we have to come up with that money somewhere. And we're a nonprofit, which implies poverty stricken. So we do fundraisers, and our fundraiser for the run of the market to help fund that program is the Lemonade Project. And we do fresh squeezed lemonade.
Fresh squeezed organic lemonade.
That's right. We get and organic cane sugar syrup to sweeten it with. Get all of our product from the Astoria Co-op, who has been a really good partner for us in this project and many other food web projects. And we also do a pie walk. And fresh squeezed lemonade that we squeeze when you order one is fairly easy to understand. However, pie walk, as I'm learning, being old and knowing what pie walk means, I realize that most people go, what?
Well, it's also, you could also say cakewalk, too, because I think it's basically the same concept. But yeah, it's surprising.
And in fact, I think we may be the first pie walk. I think most places have had cake walks, but we're actually
explain what this is.
Well, a cake walk from the old days, and a pie walk works exactly the same way, is in fact so easy that the term cake walk is a metaphor for something being dead simple. Mm-hmm. But
it's a game of chance.
It's a game of chance, but it's a game, so it's very fun. And you don't stand to lose a lot because it's $2, right? So you buy a ticket at the info booth, and then two times during the market at 4 o'clock and at 5:30, we have Pie Walk, accompanied by live music, because we have live music at the market, and the musician du jour is always happy to play for Pie Walk. Everybody stands in a loosely formed big circle, which has numbers on it, and you stand on a number, and then for the next phase, it's very much like musical chairs. When the music starts, you step from number to number, and you walk around till the music stops, leaves you on a number that you have arrived at random. At that point, all similarity to musical chairs ends, because you don't have to fight for anything and you don't get knocked out. You're just standing on a number. We draw from an envelope of numbers.
A special envelope, yes.
And if the number that's drawn is the number you're standing on, you win a pie, whole beautiful pie.
And I just say, I have had some samples of some of these pies, and they are
incredible,
just amazing. There was the nectarine cherry one.
Yeah,
That was off the charts. And yesterday's, I think, was just sort of an everything pie.
It was all stone fruits and all berries.
Ridiculously
that I could get my hands
delicious.
On.
Very good crust.
We're in pie season. I'd like to mention to all of you out there, we're in peak pie season. And for those of you who think that a whole pie is not your cup of tea, I'd like to meet you and ask you why. But besides that, we only do the pie walk twice a day, but we do have pie by the slice no matter when you're at the market. So you can get a slice to go, or to sit down, listen to music, get a juice from Tally, and have a great lunch, fresh juice and a piece of fruit pie.
And all of the benefits from both the lemonade stand and the pie walk are going to provide this SNAP match to provide that so that people can do that $10 match on their SNAP card. So that's an awesome thing for people to know that you're having a lot of fun, you're eating delicious food, but it's also benefiting.
That's right. You're making it possible for everybody to eat delicious food.
Yeah. So speaking of delicious food, let's talk about delicious drink and Tally.
Delicious juice.
I know. It's so, your juices are so amazing.
Thank you so much. I also wanted to just compliment the SNAP match program. I've been on food stamps and you sometimes have to make really tough choices, and because of the way that federal subsidies work, it's often cheaper to buy unhealthy food. Yes. So I feel like this is something our community's doing that's strengthening it and making it easier to make those choices that are healthier for people's families. So I just want to compliment you all.
Thanks for that, Tally.
Thanks.
I just want to say, too, you know, in our community, it's important to remind people that, you know, it's 1 in 4 in Clatsop County qualifies for SNAP benefits. And over 50%, in fact, it's closer, I believe, now to over 60% of our children qualify. So, I mean, this is everybody in our community, really. Our friends, our neighbors, our families. So it's important. Mm-hmm. Eating well is important for everybody.
Well, I have definitely been benefiting from some of Tally's phenomenal juices, both at the River People Market and at Cannon Beach. We do a lovely kale trade sometimes, where Tally will come and get some bunches of veg from our booth. And at some point in the market, a lovely and delightful cup of juice will come back for both my farm partner Kelly and myself. And they are delicious and amazing. And I don't know how you come up with the combinations that you come up with. So how do you combine things? Do you just juice all the time and go, ooh, that tastes good, or that tastes terrible, or what are some of your favorite combos?
It's a bit of I love doing the trades. That's one of my favorite things about working at the markets, is that there is so much amazing produce and food available that, you know, I can provide what I have and get such amazing things in return. As far as the combinations, when I first started trying raw juice, I was just amazed at like how rich it is and how refreshing it is and how you can feel the nutrients immediately hitting your system.
Mm-hmm.
Some of my favorite combinations, it really depends on the day, but I really like the beet, carrot, ginger.
I love that. One. You know, and that punch of the ginger is so amazing.
That's a really refreshing drink.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
Mm-hmm. The cucumber mint apple is really good for a refreshing day. If it's your first time around, I often recommend the apple, peach, strawberry, lemon. Has a little bit of that sweet lemon-y, lemon type flavor.
Mm-hmm. That's really refreshing. And so juicing is different than making a smoothie. Can you explain like how that's different?
Sure. I do both juices and smoothies. Smoothies I make in a blender. So you keep all the fiber and every part of the vegetable or fruit. And juices go through the juicer. So they get extracted. The juicer that I have uses centrifugal force. So it spins it really fast. It looks a bit like a car engine. Sounds a bit
and
like,
sounds a little,
like
yeah,
a jet engine,
say.
Really. And so it you know, just completely spins it until all the juice comes out one side and the pulp comes out another side. And so what you're left with is a lot of the nutrients from the fruits and vegetables.
So it's more, but it's more of a strained, it's a thinner sort
it's
of.
Thinner, yeah.
So we're halfway through our show and we're going to take
halfway.
A little.
Halfway?
I know, can
how
you
can
believe
be?
It? But we have 15 more minutes to talk about pie and juice and great food, so just a second. You are listening to Coast Community Radio, KMUN 91.9 FM, and streaming live at coastradio.org. And if you are just joining us, we are talking with the delightful Tally Spiller of Juice Box and Marianne Myers of North Coast Food Web.
So you were just talking about juice and how you make it, Tally. And so the smoothies, it's a thicker juice kind of thing.
Typically, yes.
Typically thicker, yeah. And then the juices. And so what are some of the other, are there things that you would put in a smoothie that you wouldn't juice?
Well, with a smoothie, you need some kind of liquid to blend it with. Mm-hmm. So you can use either juice, or I often use an almond milk.
Mm-hmm.
And I typically use... So one recipe is like the peach, strawberry, banana blended with almond milk. If there's a nut allergy, I'll use like an apple juice.
Mm-hmm.
If someone wants the greens, though, which is pretty common, people want I'll do a strawberry, lemon, kale, banana. And there's something about the lemon and the kale, they kind of neutralize each other and taste really, really good together.
It is amazing. And I've noticed this too. There's a number of people that have been coming to the markets to buy greens from our farm that are talking about they want to buy them to make smoothies or they want to buy them to juice. I'm hearing this more and more. And I don't know whether it's just like for people, this is the palatable way to absorb their greens, but it seems very popular.
They've probably had a fabulous juice.
That could be it. I know you're turning a lot of people.
Don't wait till next Thursday or Tuesday to get one.
Yeah, it's fantastic. And I think another thing that's really interesting about your business, Tally, is that, I mean, you're up here for the summer and you're doing, how do people come buy from you?
So I do the River People's Market, which is on Thursdays from 3 to 6. Mm-hmm. And I do the Cannon Beach Market from 1 to 5 mm-hmm. on Tuesdays. And I also am open on 13th and Duane, same location as the River People's, on Sundays mm-hmm. From 10 to 3. And I sporadically open when it's like a nice day and I think some people would enjoy juice. And you can always find my hours on Facebook. You can like me at Astoria Juice Box on Facebook and I'll post there, or you can just find me and become my friend.
Yeah, it's a good way. But you also, the cool thing about having a food cart is that you can migrate. And mm-hmm. last winter, you migrated south and went down and did a tour of California. Mm-hmm. And how was that? You were selling your juice down there too?
You know, unfortunately, I was not. Oh. I went through a lot of the regulatory processes down there and found that they're a lot more stringent. There was a lot of regulatory hoops that I would have had to jump through and essentially do a lot of renovations. So I...
For your cart?
Yeah.
Really interesting.
Yeah.
Oh, so, that's too bad.
Yeah. But I, you know, got to do some traveling and had a lot of fun and just kind of waited until our market season opened up and came back here.
Oh, we're so happy to have you back here.
Yeah.
It's really special. So I actually have kind of a question, though, about when you do the juices, you put everything in, right? The entire everything goes in, stems and seeds and it all, because they all have nutrients in them, too.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, the juicer does most of the work. I'm just a bystander.
And does the juicer, have you had to change juicers over the years, or do you have the same juicer that you started with?
Nope. I bought my juicer used on Craigslist, uh-huh. but it's like, the same juicer you see in all the juice bars in Portland. And I've had it, you know, done maintenance on it, but it's, you know, kind of built to last. Last time I had them work on it, they told me that it's probably over 40 years old, that one
wow.
juicer. You just
really?
Replace little parts here and there, but
wow.
the engine's built to last.
Well, I think that we're finding, actually, I think Marianne and I were having this conversation about certain food processors, that some of the really old ones are... the best.
They really made them well the first time around. Mm. You know, one thing I'm curious about, you mentioned that what got you into juicing was helping out a friend who was having health issues. So talk a little bit about, like, what are some of the benefits of juicing and having your fruits and vegetables raw in a juice form or in a smoothie form?
I think that the main benefit is that you can consume more of them easier.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm.
That it is more palatable. You can make them taste good and also sneak in a lot of vegetables.
Yeah.
So whereas someone might be able to eat a salad, you know, with their lunch, I can put two bunches of kale into a drink,
which is incredible.
And you know, it only produces a small amount of juice, but then you mix it with some cucumber and carrot and a little apple, and it's something that they can drink, and suddenly they've gotten a huge boost of nutrients for the day.
So it's a great way to get more of your servings of fruits and vegetables.
Exactly.
Is it, how do you find, like, because I would think this would be a great way to get kids to consume more.
Mm-hmm.
Do you
and
find,
one thing yeah. I do at the market that parents really love is I have the popsicles.
That's
so the popsicles,
great.
They're not sweetened with any sugar. It's literally just frozen juice. But the kids, they understand the concept of a popsicle and it tastes good. So, you know, it's a way that parents can get their kids to eat fruits and vegetables by just tricking them.
What are some of your flavors of popsicles?
It depends on what I have. I try to make them special. I often do the, like yesterday I had apple strawberry. I often do like a peach orange. Sometimes, you know, I'll get blueberries or nectarines or just some special things, just something to make them good and different and sweet.
Yeah, it seemed like blueberries were flying at the market yesterday, literally flying. I think I saw some tosses with kids, but they were, it's definitely blueberry season. And the first of the Marion berries are here too. Which I bet are wonderful in a juice drink.
And wonderful in a pie as well.
Yes.
And that combination, I think, is so amazing. And it just seems like such a wonderful, refreshing thing to do and a great way for people to be ingesting more. Ingesting, it sounds like a pretty grim word. Ingest more fruits and vegetables. This is not really what I meant. Consume more or absorb more. Like, you're right. I think it makes it easier and fun and enjoyable, you know, whether it's fresh lemonade or fresh juice.
It's really power-packed. I mean, when you have one, you could actually get away with that for lunch.
Mm-hmm.
You know, if you're on the fly, you can have one of Tally's juices and really feel like you've had a fabulous meal.
Yeah, it is amazing how much better it makes you feel.
Mm-hmm.
And they are super refreshing, too. And so how's business? I mean, I think you get a pretty good response. I know down in Cannon Beach, I definitely see you hopping down there.
Cannon Beach, sometimes I have a long line. I have to have a little internal mantra. Because I'm worth waiting for. So I can move. You know,
and I think your customers think so. Because they do wait for you.
It's really been an amazing response, and it's neat to see people that can appreciate getting, you know, raw organic juice, and they know what it is, you know, because certainly if you compare the price to juice from the store, it's much higher. So, it, you know, the fact that people are interested in it and come back, and I have a lot of regulars, it makes me know that there are people in our community that understand the difference between pasteurized and unpasteurized juice, that there is, you know, that they're getting a lot of their vegetables and that they're raw, and a lot of them come directly from the market.
So the pasteurization process would be killing a lot of the benefits of juice in the first place.
It's, you know, supposedly meant to keep people safe, which I understand, you know, people keep their orange juice in the fridge for like 2 weeks, so that you can't do with my juice.
Well, and things actually really do taste different when they haven't been pasteurized.
Exactly.
I mean, you really get the benefit of that fresh
punch. Yeah, absolutely. So yeah, so but the rawness, you know, keeps consuming raw juice immediately, you're consuming fruits and vegetables that recently were alive, and those nutrients go into your body much, you know, in a much more efficient way.
Well, and one thing I love is the fact that if you want, you can sort of put together your own mix, and I think that really speaks to people loving to be creative and come up with their own juice mix.
I love when people do that. I love when people have their own ideas. You know, if I have the ingredients, they can bring me ingredients from the market. You know, I have a limited menu because, you know, it makes sense, you know, to not order everything in the world that I would want.
Well, especially if you're trying to keep it fresh.
Right.
Exactly. Yeah. So it makes sense to do it that way, but it's not because they can't juice more things than what I have. So, you know, I would really encourage people to, you know, I'll provide most of it, but if they want to throw in something they just bought, you know, like a fennel or a turnip, go for it.
That's interesting. Now, fennel, that would be actually really fun.
Oh, I've juiced fennel. It's great.
Is it?
Yeah.
Yeah. Well, and then I want to go back to the lemonade project too, and let people know again about that and where you can find ways to help everybody, help people get access to fresh local food.
And I bet there's lots of ways, but and I would say my disclaimer is that I am admittedly prejudiced where this is concerned, because I'm a big fan of the food web and the North Coast food web, and I do a lot of volunteer work on their behalf because I think it is one of the most efficient ways to help get good food into the folks in our specific communities in the Lower Columbia. So if you haven't got a way and you're interested in helping, that's, you know, come get a lemonade, come do pie walk, come to the market and buy great food.
And you are squeezing the lemonade fresh.
We squeeze, yes. We aim to squeeze.
And that's another thing that's amazing, the taste difference in fresh squeezed lemonade. It's so phenomenal.
I think so too. I do.
It's just such a wonderful fresh flavor.
It's lemonade, and often I think the concept of how lemonade tastes has radically changed over the decades.
Mm-hmm.
And we think of it more as a mix now, I think people do. So it's not Kool-Aid.
Yeah.
It's a squeezed
and
lemon.
And yours has got kind of a bite to it, too. I like it that it's not too sweet. It's nice lemony. And tangy, too.
I'm amazed at how many people just want lemonade and water, cold, shaken. Because we shake it like a martini and then pour it into a glass so that you're not getting ice displacing any of your lemonade. You're just getting a full cup of lemonade. But
so
a
no
lot
sugar
of people
at all.
Just like lemon
well,
and
cane
water.
Syrup. Yeah.
Yeah.
Yeah. Yeah.
Yeah.
So,
nice.
Anyway, it's big fun, but it's also a big punch for the health of our whole community. And I'm really grateful. And I have shamelessly put tip jars on every table in the market that are associated directly with the food web, because all of that money, 100% of that money, goes to this SNAP match program, which just means that we're basically all in better shape. And I'm really devoted to the idea that our kids learn about fresh, raw food and homegrown food and food that you don't eat in your car and that, you know, you don't get out of a window, passed out in a bag and through a window. I don't have major value judgments about that. I just think that we need to not have that all the time, that we need to develop our taste buds from a young age. So I'm really encouraged at the market, because we have a vibrant children's program at River People Farmers Market, that there are so many kids out there. When they come to the Little Sprouts camp during the market days, they get a little token to spend, and they're spending it on fresh berries, they're spending it on carrots.
I know.
It's great.
It is. It's fun seeing them. And the vendors take such good care of our kids when they come up with their Little Sprouts token. It's fun to see what wanders through the market. And can we remind everybody how to best reach both of you, or North Coast Food Web and the Juice Box? So, Tally, you want to tell us how people can access you best?
Sure. Well, the first step would be, if you're on Facebook, to like the Astoria Juice Box. And you can also reach me at the River People's Market from 3 to 6. And at the
Thursdays.
On Thursdays. And the Cannon Beach Market on Tuesdays from 1 to 5. Also Sundays, same location as the River People's Market with Omri, at 13th and Duane from 10 to 3.
And that's the parking lot for the Astoria Indoor Garden Supply. Yes.
Right. Okay. Yeah, right at 13th and Duane. You can always text or call me at 415-857-1393.
Can you repeat that one more time?
Sure. It's 415-857-1393. If you want to text in your order, I could have it ready, or just see if I'm open. That would be fine.
Well, thank you so much.
Thanks,
Marianne. How do you get hold of North Coast Food Web?
Well, North Coast Food Web has information-packed website. So if you just go to northcoastfoodweb.org, there will be links to the River People Farmers Market. There'll be information about all of the projects that we work on and who we are. We will explain ourselves in detail if you go there. But also it'll remind you that the River People Farmers Market is on Thursdays from 3 to 6 at 13th and Duane, and that's where you find the Lemonade Project and Pie Walk.
Awesome.
Perfect.
Thank you so much. All right. Well, thank you both so much for coming on our show today. We've learned a lot about juice and a lot about pie. And thank you to our engineer, Mark Albrecht, and to Luke and Katie for our theme song.
And thank you for joining us today on today's Food Talk, fresh conversations about local food on the North Coast. And this show will be available as a podcast at coastradio.org.